Well, the Russia investigation isn't the only headache for the U.S. president. Getting his health care bill through Congress still remains a problem. Trump has urged his party to rally behind his controversial health care bill. Trump told Republicans now is the time for action. He's increased the pressure on GOP senators, warning them they had a duty to adhere to campaign promises. A crucial vote that allows open debate on the legislation to replace and repeal the Affordable Care Act in the Senate is taking place on Tuesday, but it's still unclear if there are enough votes to bring the vote forward. Delivering remarks in front of thousands of Boy Scouts, the president put his Secretary of Health on the spot.
By the way, you're going to get the votes? He better get them. He better get them. Oh, he better. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired. I'll get somebody.
Well, it's not just health care. President Trump's got something to say about. He's also been tweeting about Hillary Clinton, saying in one tweet, the Ukrainians tried to sabotage his campaign and boost Hillary Clinton's. He went on to say Attorney General Jeff Sessions has taken a very weak position on Hillary's crimes and those who leak intelligence. Well, for more on what's happening on Capitol Hill, Simon Marks can join us now live from Washington. Hi, Simon. So Hillary Clinton left the political scene last year, and even Trump a few months ago indicated there was no point in investigating her. Now he's back to saying the attorney general failed to look into her alleged crimes. How will this play out?
Well, look, I mean, I think that this raises enormous questions for the future of Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, who on a daily basis is now publicly bludgeoned by the man who appointed him, President Donald Trump. It also raises huge questions about the political independence of the Department of Justice and the FBI. For a president of the United States on Twitter essentially to be giving instructions to senior Department of Justice and FBI officials, telling them that they should be investigating Hillary Clinton, a woman whose use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State, of course, was extensively investigated by the then authorities at the FBI and Department of Justice, who decided to take no action against her. I mean, this is all politically unprecedented. Everybody here wonders how much longer Jeff Sessions can survive as Attorney General, and just how far Donald Trump is going to try and push the envelope in terms of telling his legal officials what to do.
Okay, now, if you can, bring us up to speed first on how Jared Kushner's rare televised statement is being received, and then what's expected from his further congressional questioning, as well as that of Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort's to come.
Well, it's been a busy morning here, Andrea, and it's only dawn, but within the last few minutes, as part of a long series of messages that Donald Trump has put out on Twitter, he has said Jared Kushner did very well yesterday in proving he did not collude with the Russians. Witch hunt, he has said, and then seeming to joke, he says, next up, 11-year-old Baron Trump. Not sure what he means by that, but in fact, next up is Jared Kushner heading back to Capitol Hill to testify before a House committee that, like two separate committees in the Senate, is also digging into this Russia issue. And he's still got questions to answer, particularly about why he made so many mistakes, as he characterizes them, when he completed his documentation seeking the highest level government security clearance. Also, is it really likely that Jared Kushner on two separate occasions forgot even the name of the Russian ambassador and had to be prompted and reminded that his name was Sergei Kislyak? I mean, there are many questions facing Jared Kushner, plus other senior figures within that Trump campaign. Donald Trump Jr. will be testifying up on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. So will Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign manager, and it's very clear that investigators are taking a keen interest in his business ties with the Russians.
And Simon, how is GOP support now looking for Trump in both his pleas to rally around his health care bill and not to vote in favor of new sanctions for Russia, both of which many GOP members are turning against him on?
Well, on the health care issue, yeah. On the healthcare issue, it's an absolute knife edge. I mean, as you were saying earlier, what they're trying to do today is get a vote in the US Senate that would simply authorize them to proceed and continue considering the repealing and replacement of Obamacare. Senator John McCain, who, as you know, underwent brain cancer surgery just a few days ago, is said to be returning to Washington for the vote. Donald Trump on Twitter a short time ago hailed him as an American hero. But Donald Trump still cannot be guaranteed that he can get a majority in the Senate to back this motion to proceed. More broadly, on the issue of those Russia sanctions, I mean, it's an extraordinary move by Republicans up on Capitol Hill, essentially to put handcuffs on their own president, saying to Donald Trump, if you sign this legislation, you, President Trump, will lose your authorization to change sanctions policy against Russia without reference to the legislature. And that is why the White House is making it very clear it's unclear whether Donald Trump is going to sign that legislation.
Simon Marks, live from Washington. Thanks so much for that.